Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Join me as I step back in time and listen to some of those who personally knew John Paul II, who, in a series of interviews I did during this Polish pontiff's lifetime, offer their personal witness. Among them, one of the cardinals who took part in the conclave to elect the Polish pontiff. He's American, William Wakefield Baum, who cherishes memories of time spent with Cardinal Wojtyła in Poland only months before he was elected to the See of Peter. Among the other guests are a childhood friend, a Polish countess, and a one-time personal friend, who recounts how, in his opinion, what made John Paul II so much the Pope of the third millennium was his experience of suffering. So do make yourselves comfortable, as in a few moments you'll be able to listen once again to the voice of John Paul II speaking in English in the early days of his pontificate. Stay tuned.
Sometimes we may wish for a kind of life that is easier than the one we have. But in the providence of God, a different life does not mean a less important life.
We were forbidden to have any culture, any education whatsoever outside elementary education. And we had schools and universities in clandestinity, including university and maturity exams in concentration camp.
And that was the world the future Pope grew up in, the same one remembered by Polish Countess Wanda Jabuszyckańska.
The Czechoslovakian border as a young bishop and passed the border and he was arrested by the Czechoslovak police. He likes very much the mountains and, oh yes, and he used to go a lot with the students. And they called him uncle because sometimes he couldn't even show he was a priest. He just went with them as a good uncle.
I would like to offer my greetings and my blessing not only to you, but to all your colleagues throughout the world.
And when the newly elected Pope met with the press for the first time in his pontificate, a mysterious lady cried out Wujek, uncle, in Polish. Professor Stanisław Grigiel, a one-time personal friend of Karol Wojtyła, was at that press conference.
Il Papa passa, ma non la vede, e lei non sapendo cosa è, gridò.
Journalists at the press conference were startled by this Polish lady who suddenly addressed the Pope as uncle. What they didn't know was that this was a common way of addressing a Catholic priest in communist Poland, where to identify him openly as father was far too risky. The mystery lady had taken part in one of the secret retreats held by Uncle Wojtyła up in the mountains. In those years of religious intolerance, discretion became the price of religious survival. We were forced to keep such activities secret because the police were always on the lookout for us. Had they found out what was really going on, we would all have had to pay a very high price.
Ma sempre nascondendosi perché era vietato e la polizia ci cercava e questo era pericoloso.
This was the scenario in which the young Karol Wojtyła began his priestly life. His personal life prior to this had taught him to live with suffering.
I don't remember very well his mother because she died when we were still little. The much older brother, who died when we were about 11 or 12. The brother was a doctor, medical doctor.
Jerzy Kluger went to school in Badovice with Lolek, as the future pope was familiarly known.
And contracted scarlatine fever, scarlet fever.
Scarlet fever.
Yes, and died. It was a big tragedy. And, you know, he came only a few years after his mother died. And they were left in two of them, the father and the son. And father was then already retired from the Polish army. So he lived with his son there in that little flat near to the church, and was teaching, was sacrificing his whole life to that boy.
Lei ha menzionato il millennio, Papa del millennio. Penso che le esperienze che si chiamano oggi Auschwitz e Colima.
I believe that what makes him so much the Pope of the third millennium is his experience of suffering, the fact that he was touched so personally by the era in which he lived. Many of his close friends at school were tortured, deported to Siberia, or interned in concentration camps. It was this indirect experience of Auschwitz or Coema that inspired him to want to save others from suffering, to defend the rights of the human person.
No one born into this world is free from human frailty, whether it be physical, emotional, or spiritual. Each of us must personally come to terms with this frailty.
I'm Jewish, and my father was the last president of the Jewish community in Wadowice. We don't talk very often about it. I mean, he, I suppose, wants to avoid this because for me, those years are really very painful, those memories. And during the war, we did a tremendous mistake that we went into the army, that means my father and myself, and my mother, my sister, and the grandmother were left there. We thought that the Germans won't do anything to them because they're women. Instead, they all died in Auschwitz.
The Cardinal Archbishop Krakow took me personally to Auschwitz. He accompanied me. On many other occasions, he would arrange for me to go here and there to see this and explore that. But he took me personally to Auschwitz and spoke to me about it. He understood fully what Auschwitz was, and even the symbolism of it. And we went together and we knelt and prayed together in that spot.
American Cardinal William Wakefield Baum was one of the cardinals who took part in the conclave that elected the Polish Pope. He cherished memories of time spent with Cardinal Wojtyła in Poland only months before he was elected Pope.
Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow was the preacher of the day, and he preached this magnificent, stirring homily, delivered with great passion. I couldn't understand Polish, but there was a priest always with me to interpret, so I knew what he was saying. He was encouraging these working men to be true to their faith and to stand tall and be courageous. He was a great defender of the rights of the working man, of ordinary citizens, vis-a-vis the powers of this world, the political powers, especially in Poland. It was not a revolutionary speech, but it was a speech that was meant to put steel into the minds, the hearts of these working Polish men. That day there were at least 300,000 of them present for this great mass in a field. So that, of course, gave me another insight into his personality. Cardinal Wojtyła of Krakow was one of the most prominent cardinals in the world, and much admired, looked up to, I'd say, by his brother cardinals.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed that feature I put together for you. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.